Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The GunBroker.com studios on this Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone, and all this being presented to you today by X Insurance. Had an opportunity to talk with someone who was very familiar with other products, who told me today that they left those other products and went to X Insurance, which was a beautiful thing. I had a fantastic conversation. Someone out there who gets it. So if you're considering real insurance to protect yourself and protect your freedom, X Insurance is it, because it's a real insurance company and they write you a real policy. I highly recommend that you check them out for a quote, xinsurance.com. More about it in a little bit. Quick little bit of business before we get underway with David Kodria. The streaming platform that we're using, if you're used to watching the program, is having difficulty today due to some server issues. It's nothing to be conspiratorial about, but it's having a difficult time reaching over there at Fakebook. So if you can't get us on Fakebook over there, jump over to YouTube, or you can listen to the program live, armedamericanradio.org, or you can find a station to catch the show later on in the day when it's airing on a station in a city near you. Or, as I said, you can listen live on the apps over there at armedamericanradio.org. Just click listen live and boom, we will be right there for you. Let's go straight to David Kodria, longtime contributor, activist, blogger, writer, citizen journalist, the real deal, good friend, and a guy who thoroughly understands the Constitution, rights, and our freedoms, what's at stake, etc. David, welcome to the show, brother. How are you?
Mark, I'm bored. There's nothing to write about. And how do you talk about this for a whole hour?
Well, gee, I don't know. You know my mother. You've met my mother before.
Yes.
And you know, my mom used to say, if you're a new listener, you'll appreciate this. Back in 2009, now consider this, David. Our first show was April 26, 2009. It is now heading into April of 2021. Isn't that just incredible when you think about it? It sounds insane how much time has flown by so fast. But nonetheless, my mom used to ask when I first started the program as a one-hour show in the ATL only, long before we syndicated the program. And that was, can you really talk about that topic for one whole hour every week? Now, think about that in today's terms. And David, I'm going to talk with you about something today that you and I, we didn't discuss off air when we talked earlier today. But do you know who Jennifer Mashia is?
Boy, I've heard the name, but it's not coming to the forefront.
Her father was a mob hitman.
Oh yes, I've written about her. She writes for Bloomberg, and her father
was
a hitman.
Yes.
And so now she's all anti-gun, as if that'll protect her from predators like her old man.
See there, yeah, that's why David's on the show, because he just put her. That's it, right down your throat. There you go. She wrote a book, Never Tell Our Business to Strangers. Her dad was a mafia hitman. I mean, the real deal. And Jennifer Mashie and I have to say this for transparency's sake, have had back and forths over the years in social media forums, Twitter, etc., a couple direct messages, if I'm not mistaken, over the years. She's been nothing but respectful to me, and I've been nothing but respectful to her. However, she's a fraud. And here's what I mean by the fact that I say she's a fraud. And I'm going to prove this to you. Now, and the reason I ask you about Jennifer Mashie, and she's no more fraudulent than the rest of them over there, David. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. She has a piece up right now, because here's what I'm sick of. Remember that, what was his name? He used to say, you know what makes me so angry? You know what gets me so mad? Remember that guy?
No, I don't.
He was the comedy guy. I'm asking you questions about people. I'm digging back into memory. So I was going back, you know what makes me so angry? You know what makes me so mad? Here's the deal. When I see what's happening, now I'm watching this narrative form, David, throughout the day and throughout the last week, but particularly today and the last couple of days, I'm watching this narrative form about how this Capitol rally the mainstream press and the Bloomberg machine now working in overdrive to make this about guns, to make this about Second Amendment. That was not a Second Amendment rally. No Second Amendment group. Now, were there people and supporters? Of course they were there. But that was not a Second Amendment rally. Take a listen to the way they form and drive a narrative, David. This is from Jennifer Mashia yesterday. A running list of gun arrests tied to the U.S. Capitol attack. Civilians didn't open fire on January 6th, but that doesn't mean the Trump supporters who congregated at the Capitol weren't armed like my dad would have been. Okay? The January 6th insurrection wasn't explicitly billed as a Second Amendment event. Now, David, you got to stop. You can't even get past the first sentence. Explicitly billed? It wasn't billed as a Second Amendment event at all. At all. You correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right on with that.
Okay, so let's continue down this road and then get commentary from David. But, see, you always got to have the but in there, right? The big buts from people like Jennifer. But the specter of guns was everywhere. On the flags flown by rioters, in the insurrectionist theory they espoused, and the tactical gear they donned. And in some cases, despite Washington, D.C.'s unusually strict gun laws, which require firearms to be registered with local police, the Trump supporters who gathered at the U.S. Capitol were armed. Does that not make it sound like everybody there that was a Trump supporter was armed, David?
It sure does, and it makes you wonder why, you know, if the Capitol is so poorly guarded that a handful out of the thousands and thousands who were there and who did not enter the building had been armed, you know, what do they think the outcome would have been had that been the case?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that, but I can say this to you, that Jennifer Mashia is keeping a running total of the guns, of the arrests and the arrestees. And so far, she's up to a whopping 9. A whopping 9 out of what was hundreds of thousands. But you see, when the media omits the hundreds of thousands when they talk about the equation, the 9 sounds like a really big number when they don't put it in context. So they name the 9. So I sent Jennifer a tweet today, and she has responded back to me on DMs before. I would not be surprised if she gets back to me. As I said, we've been respectful to each other. I have no beef about her. I'm a pro-gun guy. She's an anti-gun gal whose father was a mob hitman. My dad was a legitimate salesman and a guy for Eli Lilly Drug Company. But I digress. We have nothing in common whatsoever. Nothing. But I shot her a tweet, and my response was, at Jennifer Mesh, I found your column interesting. Did you do any research on BLM/Antifa arrests for the same, meaning research, column, during the summer of rioting in cities across America? Curious. I've not gotten a response. David, do you think she did that?
No, I don't think she did that, and I think she's avoiding it just like all the Democrat leadership is avoiding it, including their statements they made during the BLM. Oh, I'm sorry, we can't call those riots. There's social justice uprisings and things like that.
We call them riots here. We're in friendly territory. They're riots. They were not protests. They were not friendly BLM. They were riots. They were destroying cities, destroying federal property. Where's the arrests for the people, as Neil McCabe asked on the show last week, listeners? Where's the arrests for the people that utterly destroyed the federal courthouse in Portland? Where's that? And how about the people that sat in squalor that were armed, David, at the BLM? And how many would there have been more than 9 arrests over a summer of rioting? Methinks there would be, but I don't think that Jennifer wrote about that or even in somebody's mind like that. Do they even consider writing about it and then intentionally say, well, I'm not going to do that? Because if they do that, that means they're disingenuous, fraudulent hack liars, right?
They have their points to make, and the rest of it is going to be lies of omission. By what they don't say is often, you know, it's like in architecture. It's not just the space you design, but the negative space that you take account for. And so it's the lies of omission. They don't say things that are going to in any way jeopardize their narrative. That's the oldest trick in the book.
Well, it is the oldest trick in the book. And I can tell you as a writer myself over the years, I've employed it. I'm not going to deny that.
We make our advocacy cases, and we're under no obligation to present fraudulent claims except to expose them as being fraudulent. Look, I reference and cite anti-gunners all the time in my writings. And then what I do is I deconstruct what they say and I show people why that's false.
Yeah, it's as I watch this today, David, I'm fascinated by this because Everytown for Gun Safety is now at absolute overdrive. I mean, they are in overdrive, high gear here. All right, cranking out the what's the word? I've got 30 seconds, and I'm not going to be able to think of because I've just been told I got 30 seconds. So here's the deal: they're in overdrive. Propaganda is the word I'm looking for, I guess. But they're in overdrive, cranking out the propaganda. When we come back, I'll talk with David Codrey about that also, and how this narrative, because this is how these very dangerous narratives get created. And then I want to get David's opinion if he thinks like I do. I'm sure he does. But is this what the Biden administration is going to use to propel their anti-gun agenda forward? They usually do. Back right after this.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com studios on this Crossbreed Holsters Platinum microphone. Every bit of this is being brought to you across the country today and on the video formats and the radio stations and affiliates around the country by X Insurance. Check them out. Get a quote over there at xinsurance.com for your business, your lifestyle. Carry a firearm professionally. Carry a firearm as a civilian. Carry it for work as law enforcement, whatever the case may be. X has you covered. And it's not fake, third-party, unrated stuff. It's an AM Best, A-rated, real insurance company. These are perilous times. Get real coverage. You need it. David Codrea, welcome back. David, I want to read you something from Everytown Research and Policy. And as we're talking about creating narratives, David, you, more than anybody else on this planet Earth, know more about that than anybody else I know. You understand this. You have written about this. You've talked about this for years and years and years. Here's the introduction to a piece titled Armed and Dangerous: How the Gun Lobby Enshrines Guns as Tools of the Extreme Right. Now, we're going to talk about this with David, and then we're going to tell you what it is they're trying to do, and we're going to separate the two for you because the media will never do it. Armed and Dangerous: How the Gun Lobby, that's me, that's you, enshrines guns as tools of the extreme right. Take a listen to this. Introduction: Armed protests, a resurgent white supremacist movement, anti-government militias organizing, conspiracy theories brought to the mainstream, purposeful sowing of distrust in political institutions. The United States currently faces a confluence of dangerous challenges caused by groups and individuals on the extreme right. Gun rights fanaticism is the common denominator among all these challenges. Having tracked the gun lobby, in particular the NRA, for years, Everytown for Gun Safety Support Fund in this report examines the role of the gun lobby in exposing broader audiences to the potentially radicalizing messaging of the far right, fanning the flames of anger and fear in those already radicalized, and advocating for lax gun laws that enable violent extremists to arm themselves. The report further discusses what the dangerous confluence of reckless rhetoric, gun lobby influence, and armed extremism means for our democracy, in particular the prospect for extreme right violence around the upcoming election. Unfortunately, there are several examples of extreme right violence in the recent past in which these conditions resulted in tragedy. David, in this report, when you read through it, people you and I know very well are mentioned by name. An event that you and I spoke at in 2010, the Second Amendment rally, is mentioned. And that would be, I assume, they are including me and you simply because we talk about the right to lawful gun ownership and the right to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment, in this nation. So I'm to assume from what I just read you that anyone who protects and defends or who cares about the right to keep and bear arms is an extremist white supremacist, radicalized lunatic, hell-bent on the destruction of this country. Did I read that right?
Yeah, you read that exactly right. That's what they're saying. I can't imagine it being saturated with any more loaded terms. You know, they set professional wordsmiths to work on these things, and they make sure that they portray things in the most negative way possible, the most hysterical way possible. What they're doing is they're gaslighting people, Mark, and they're smearing all of us as we are anti-gun. Wait a minute. I'm for the Bill of Rights. I'm for the Constitution as established by the founders. That's not anti-government. This is absolutely pro-government, but it's pro-government as defined in the preamble. You know, all the powers and things that are listed thereafter have to follow the purpose of the thing through the preamble, basically to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. That is radical. That is hateful. Tell me all about that, because I'd like to hear how that's, you know, or the next thing, that we are all somehow racist. I'm sorry. I do admit to being an ideologist, okay? If you share the ideology with me that people deserve to be free, it doesn't matter what color you are. I don't care if you want to, you know, marry someone that I might not choose to marry. That's none of my business. I'm not going to impose myself on you, and I'm not going to make your life harder or miserable because you have happen to be different from me. That's what tolerance is. Tolerance is not just acceptance and embracing and kneeling down before it as somehow superior. It's just the golden rule: treat others as you would want to be treated yourself. And in so many areas, Mark, you know, you and I, you know, there's nothing extreme or radical. We're loving parents and husbands. We are good members of the community. We earn our way. We don't put a demand on anybody. You do not need a lock on your door because of people like you and me. The last thing in the world we would think of doing is breaking into your house. You do not need protections because of you and me. You don't even need guns because of you and me if you're a good person. Okay, if you don't go out and you're aggressing and initiating violence against people, you don't need any of that because of us, because we're peaceful. We want to live our lives in peace. We want to be able to live our lives according to our own, morals and sense of right and sense of logic, and not have people force themselves on us. If you don't want to own a gun, God bless you, you don't have to own a gun. But as long as I'm not threatening anybody or causing terror in the hearts of people, and that doesn't include paranoid people who are going to just invent this stuff just to point and scream and be hysterical about things, but live and let live. And if that's hysterical, and if that's extremist, and if that's radical, and if that's racist, then I guess I have to plead guilty because, like I say, you know, if you want to be my brother or my sister, you know, be someone who shares those ideologies that I just articulated.
Well, man, well said. That's what I love about having you on the program. Let me go back to a term that you used that I want to make sure listeners understand, because the left is very, very good at this. It's called gaslighting. And what gaslighting is, and it can be hard to explain. So, David, if I go astray on it from your understanding of gaslighting, please let me know, because I've been gaslit before, and I'm going to give you a prime example of it. It's a form of manipulation, psychological manipulation, and in this case, the written word, where what is being told to you in a manipulative way makes you begin to question basically your own sanity. Could I be wrong about this? Now, gaslighting is, here's the way they do it with NRA. It's wonderful. They tell you all these things about the National Rifle Association, and they write this stuff with professional wordsmiths, and you keep reading it over and over and over, and eventually you go, man, my God, man, could I be wrong here, David? Isn't that a great example of gaslighting?
Yeah, it really is. I really highly recommend listeners, if you have not seen it, see the film Gaslight. It's probably about 60, 70 years old. Charles Boyer, Ingrid Bergman. Angela Lansbury has one of her early roles in it as one of the maids. And Charles Boyer is this evil husband who Ingrid Bergman is his wife, and he just absolutely dominates and manipulates her psychologically to convince her that she's out of her mind. And,
correct.
And
it's
I
a
can't
perception.
Recommend that film highly enough.
Yeah, it's a manipulation of an individual mentally that makes them question their own perception of what they believe to be reality. And it really truly is a form of abuse. And you find it a lot. And the term came out about 70 years ago is where the term came from. When we come back with David, we're going to take this in to the modern age. What are they? Why are they doing this? What's their purpose? Back right away.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
This is Defender coffee I'm sipping on in here. It's iced, and I like a little flavor in mine, so I've got some cinnamon stuff in here and some cream in here. I love iced coffee. Defender coffee makes a great cup of iced black coffee, just whatever you want to put in it. Liberty Roast Organic is what I drink. DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR. Take 15% off. If you want to get the packs shipped monthly like I do, you can take advantage if you join the coffee club and get free shipping. Sometimes that's a better deal than the 15% off. That's what I do, and I now get the 5-pound bags. I think it's every 30 days. That's a lot of coffee, but we go through it pretty quick. So anyway, Defender Coffee has you covered, and guess what? At the end of the year, they donate your portion of the profits wherever you wanted it to go, so they make a big donation to the Second Amendment Foundation. I think the Gun Owners of America is another choice. So visit Defender Coffee. It's a no-brainer. Drink coffee, donate. That's how we work together as a team and a unit. More about the rest of our sponsors coming up. Before I go back to David, you all may know that Curt Schilling, a former major league pitcher, soon to be Hall of Famer, he eventually will be, politics aside. There's a tweet out there today that former pitcher Curt Schilling says AIG canceled his insurance plan due to his pro-Trump social media profile. And Curt Schilling, who I have spent much time with, I have traveled with, we have done events together, and I consider him to be a very close friend. And I know he feels the same. Quote, tweeted, and I quote from him now, to be very clear, it's their right as a privately owned. He was retweeting the comment from Sarah Carter. Former pitcher Curt Schilling says AIG canceled his insurance plan due to his pro-Trump social media profile. President-elect Curt Schilling is what he has on his Twitter handle. To be very clear, it's their right as a privately owned and run business. We do not need government in the private sector. This was merely a public notice to folks out there who might look at AIG Insurance differently, knowing they politically profile clients. This is a disgusting, what we are living through in this country. I can't even begin to tell you how sick it makes me to my stomach. I would get thrown off the airwaves. Suffice to say, when it comes to insurance, Kurt's wife is suffering with breast cancer like my wife did. Now we've got to start worrying about people's insurance because they don't like something you think or something you said. Okay, I don't care what kind of insurance it is we're talking about. This is a very dangerous road this country's going down. And you know what? Hats off to Curt for saying that we don't need government in the private sector. He's right about that. What we do need to do is somehow find a way to rid ourselves of cancel culture. I'm not sure how that's going to happen. David Codry, we can maybe talk about that in the next segment, maybe. But welcome back, David. That's sickening, David. It makes me sick to my stomach.
The problem is that government is already in the private sector, and these are highly regulated industries, right, as is the banking industry. I wrote a piece on Amoland probably about 2 weeks ago on the banks that are doing their own version of cancel culture. And the bottom line is, though, they still expect all the benefits of their affiliation with the government. They spend millions of dollars every year on government, right, lobbyists. They spend millions of dollars every year bribing politicians to advance their bills. Okay, they rely on government contracts. And so why should I, as a taxpayer, be funding a bailout guarantee or a deposit insurance guarantee or anything else if these people are discriminating against lawful activities and lawful businesses and lawful human beings? Why should any of that be subject to special government protections? And so I think that there is, as long as we're not dealing in a purely capitalistic society. We are dealing in a mixture, a public-private partnership that in many cases more closely approximates economic fascism. And as long as these people are relying on government lobbyists and bought politicians and things like that, I'm sorry, but I disagree in principle. It would be nice to think that, we're all free and we all make our plus and minus decisions based on no other outside influences, but these people use government to manipulate things to their favor.
Yeah, it's a very frightening time. The country will come out of this. Yeah, I don't know when. But we will have to. If we're to survive as a country, this is going to have to stop. If this doesn't stop, the country will not survive. That much I can promise.
That's a big if, and I keep coming back to
it. Is
the,
a big if.
The supposed Lenin quote, although we've never really found accurate attribution for it, that the capitalists will sell us the rope by which we will hang them.
Yeah, that's the, you know, there's a lot of those quotes out there, and trying to attribute that and follow it down to its root core is kind of tough to do. So you got to kind of, whether he said it or not,
it's true.
It's true, and it's happening right. It's happening right before our eyes, regardless of who said it. It could have been said by some idiot in a third grade class 50 years ago. It's true. It's happening right before our eyes. And you're right. It is a big if. These are challenging times, and it's going to get far worse over the, at least the next 2 years. It is going to get very difficult.
This is why, you know, when you said that, you know, you couldn't even say what you really think because you're on your on the radio, they are counting on this along with the gaslighting to get us so off kilter that we're so sputtering mad that we can't think straight. And think about it. If you get in a fight, okay, you know, you see time and again, people just get their opponent so mad that they can't think straight, and then they can take him. Okay, because if you keep your head, you have the advantage, and this is what's happening. This is what's happening with provocateurs that are going after low-hanging fruit and getting them to act injudiciously and in many cases foolishly, and we really have to keep our heads, not allow ourselves to be manipulated, step back, think things through, and ask what are we really supposed to be accomplishing here, and will me losing my head help me, or will it help my enemies who want to see me destroyed?
Boy, you just gave me the... I'm going to tie these two things together. Gaslighting was going to play a major role in this part of the, discussion, but I want to tie it now to what you just said. So let me bring these two around for you. David, thank you for that. When I said it was going to get worse in the next 2 years, I sincerely mean that, and a lot of that is gaslighting. You are going to see the media, in conjunction with the Democrat Party, throw things at you that is going to infuriate you. They are going to try to literally turn you upside down. They're going to try to change your life. They're going to try to revise history right before your eyes. You're going to see this. They're going to start coming after guns. This is what we were talking about with Every Town for Gun Safety. These fake reports, these nine people, without putting it in context, that there were 300,000 people there, eliminating through the lie of omission that the violent, the what violence over the summer? For that matter, we're not going to talk about that anymore. What Trump presidency? There was no Trump presidency. We went from Obama. Then we had this really weird, like, I don't know, kind of weird sense of like a comet went by or something. And then all of a sudden we came back out of it and went to our senses and we elected another kook socialist. And it was okay. It was just that weird time. That's what's getting ready to happen here. And when you look at it from David's perspective of whether or not you lose your cool, let me put it in very mild terms for you. David, I can't tell you how many times I've told employees over the years when they've sent me an email and I've looked at them and said, now, is that really what you wanted to say? Go home and think about that. Come back in the morning, reread that email, and then send it, okay? Once you realize that that's not the email that you want to send. You never, ever, ever make a decision based on emotion. If you do, you're going to wreck it. And it can cost you. Emails have cost people their jobs. Tweets have cost people their jobs. Stay off of Twitter. If it infuriates, I can't tell you, David, how many times I've put a tweet there and went, you know what? Cancel it. Just walk away. You know, who is that dude with three followers? Why did that tweet from that idiot infuriate you? Okay. Forget it. Get away from it. What they're doing is flat out intentional, right?
Absolutely, it's flat out intentional. And this is why it's important that we keep things in perspective, okay? And that we get a control of ourselves. You know, if we just immerse ourselves, even if it's the echo chamber that we're immersing ourselves in, that still becomes toxic because we get all worked up and we're dealing at this point with information coming through a virtual environment. And I recommend to everybody, particularly if the weather permits, just go out and take an hour walk and get your head clear and smell fresh air and look at the trees around you or the strip trees if you happen to live in Ohio.
Get out.
Okay?
Get out.
And just
do
get
something.
In touch with that because that's primal and essential.
You better believe it. One more segment. Time flies. Fastest hour in radio. We got a little sidetracked there. I want to go back to the Biden thing here and what we can expect based on what we've talked about in this hour coming up in the next couple of years and how we can defeat it. Back right after this. following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. Multitasking here like crazy. Before we go back to David, a couple things I want to run through with you, some business. LeadSlingersWhiskey.com. When I tell you these things like AIG, there are multinational companies now that are halting all political donations to the GOP. Here's what I'd like to see. How about you stop all political donations, period? How about that? Major League Baseball did that today, made that announcement. No political donations to anybody. You know what? That's not a bad thing. You know why, AT&T? Stick with phoning. Major League Baseball, stick with baseballing. National Basketball League, just go to China. Well, nobody cares about you anymore. NFL and Roger Goodell, same thing. Nobody cares. Bunch of hacks. But nonetheless, when I tell you about these companies that are doing these things, it's really important that we support the companies that support us, because these are perilous times. Trust me, there's a lot of people out there don't like what we talk about, and we want to keep talking about it, okay? Lead Slingers Whiskey. Visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com. X Insurance. I'll tell you about something there briefly in a moment. MyPillow.com. I'm telling you, buy a pillow just because, and use the promo code AAR, please. Mike needs the support. We need the support. We scratch each other's backs. That's how we do these things together. It is just imperative. If you can't look at, I mean, it's really, truly serious. You buy a MyPillow, use the promo code AAR, you're donating to keeping Armed American Radio on the air. That's how it works. Car Arms, gunbroker.com. This is the gunbroker.com studios. If you can't find it on your store shelves, it's at gunbroker.com, for crying out loud. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Really? I got to explain that one to you? The great Alan Gottlieb? No doubt about it. North American Arms, I just mentioned Defender Coffee. And I want to tell you quickly about Front Sight. I'm hopeful that I will be out in Front Sight in April. We are working on that behind the scenes now. In the meantime, and I'll be out there hopefully with AZCDL, Arizona Citizens Defense League. Even they don't know that yet. That's how secret, double secret probation this is, right? But I'm working on that with Front Sight. Until then, Mark, you want to visit frontsight.com/Mark. frontsight.com/Mark, and take advantage of that certificate for the $2,000 4-day course out at beautiful Front Sight. The weather starts turning really nice March and April out there in Pahrump, Nevada. And make sure, whether you use it or not, you're still supporting the program. Please just visit frontsight.com/Mark. Listen to what Dr. Piazza has to say and get the certificate. Use it, sell it, keep it, sit on it, use it whenever. It doesn't expire. Just do that for us. It helps keep us on the airwaves. And one more thing, I will be on the 21st. I am flying down with X Insurance down to the Florida Firearms Industry Range Expo, FIRE, which is being held on January 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in Immokalee. The Immokalee Gun Show is being held at the Force Center, and it's hosted by the Force Center. I've been there. I've toured it. I've met the owners. It is very cool. 1,200 acres of just freedom, baby. Okay. There's a federal or a state prison, abandoned prison on those acres, on those grounds. It's very cool. You can walk through the D block, A block, C block. It's crazy stuff. But I will be there the 21st, probably be the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, broadcasting these shows and the Sunday show from down there. So if you can make it down there, by all means, look it up. The Florida Firearms Industry Range Expo. You can go online and get tickets there. It's really simple to do. Hopefully, we'll see you down there. Now, David Kodria, back to you. Let's talk briefly now about Biden, because, first of all, on this program, I take Biden at his word. I took the website, everything he said, the Democrat Party platform, I took them all by their word. Anybody who doesn't, I believe, is an utter damn fool, because they're telling you and telegraphing what they want to do. Now, when you look at what we talked about with Jennifer Masha, whose father was a mob hitman, who writes for The Trace, and the way she was spinning this stuff, you know the mainstream press sucks off everything that Everytown writes and uses it for bullet points when they talk about quote-unquote gun control or gun safety issues. I believe it's safe to say that this is going to be a very difficult 2 years for gun owners as we sit here and talk about this going forward. Tell me if I'm wrong or right, or give me your opinion on that, please.
No, you're absolutely 100% correct. And I'm fully expecting, particularly seeing Republican defections, because they so want to distance themselves from what they saw happen at the Capitol, that you had 10 people in the House of Representatives, 10 Republicans, go ahead and vote for impeachment, for goodness sakes, as if Polyphemus is really going to eat them last. Okay, you know, they're still, once they're the useful idiots are no longer useful, they will themselves be portrayed as extremists, because the goal is to keep moving the center more and more and more to the left, so that anyone who does not fall into that is an extremist and dismissed with the same kind of loaded rhetoric that we saw in the article that you read from Everytown. Okay, and I fully believe that, you know, we're going to have another gun-free zone incident that's going to be horrible. And yeah. I'm afraid that Republicans, you know, the same ones who show fecklessness here, are going to all of a sudden betray their NRAA ratings, as so many have done in the past, and they're going to go ahead and they're going to vote for it. I would not be surprised at all to see a quote-unquote assault weapon ban happen under the Harris-Biden administration. And you notice the way that I ordered that.
That's the irony is not lost on me. You're absolutely right, because Biden himself has made that reference a couple times in recent past.
And you know, all I can say is that, you know, there's once you're in post-politics, which with the absolute evidence that we have that there were so many irregularities in the election that they demand a full and open and impartial investigation instead of just being dismissed with the word baseless. The same talking points they'll take from Everytown, they'll take from anyone saying baseless from the Democrat Party, and the media will spread it all over, and this is all part of the big gaslighting that's going on.
Let me stop you there. Thank you for that, because I was just getting ready to interrupt you and say this. The ultimate form of gaslighting is this baseless that's being, the word baseless that's being used across all media platforms right now to make you think you were nuts. That couldn't have happened. That was all by design. Now, here's the deal. It's done. It's over. And I'm going to give each and every one of you a piece of advice. And David, I want, if you think I'm wrong about this, I want you to cut me off at the knees and do it publicly. But I do not want you, listener and viewer and listener across the country, who are angry about what we're seeing happen right now, with what we're seeing happen in the halls of Congress, what we're seeing happen with impeachment. We know what they're doing with what we're seeing happen in the media. That guy with the buffalo hat and the spear is not the guy you want to hang your hat on here, okay? Let me make that very clear. David, step in with me, please. You've got just 20 seconds, but please take away. Am I right about that?
I always look for leadership from 33-year-olds who live with their mother. What's wrong with you?
He does live with his mom, too. All right, listen, I'm going to leave that as I'm going to assume that you agree with me at that. OK, you know, the bonehead with his feet up on Pelosi's chair. That's not, these are not people you want to hang your hat on. OK, that was not what they're trying to, they're trying to pin you and I as law abiding, legal gun owners in this country. They're trying to hang us with those people as somehow that's what happened. And that couldn't be further from the case. Or further from the truth, I should say. That couldn't be further from the truth. All right, David. God bless you, brother. Real quick, where can people find you?
WarOnGuns.com. You'll find my Amalan stuff. You'll find my firearms news stuff. WarOnGuns.com.
We need another David Kodrey a week coming up here real soon, I do believe. We're going to get with David and try and figure out what will work with his schedule to make that happen. Because, you know, it's so not busy out there that we don't have anything to do all day long. We can just take all the time we want and do radio all day.
Yawn.
Sigh. David Kodrey, God bless you. We love you here on Armed American Radio. We always have. Until we meet again tomorrow, and we're going to, remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. All of it brought to you by X Insurance.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.